Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Now, just briefly, I'm going to go ahead and go over this because it's kind of important. Well, as it turns out, the Philippines might not be such a good idea. All the passport bros going to the Philippines, and of course, there's the Filipina P talking about how it's such a great thing. Well, one thing we haven't done is we haven't talked to the men in the Philippines. We've been looking at Pretty Little Filipina P and all these other girls are like all done to the nines, all the makeup and everything else, talking about how, you know, they're gonna act like real women, they want real men and all that kind of thing, and they get you all worked up, and then just, you're like, oh, I gotta go down there. I'm gonna bust a nut and have all kinds of kids, and things are going to be the way they're supposed to be, and it's just going to be great, and no. I was in a group, and I was talking with some guys about it, and, a guy from the Philippines decided to talk about his experience in the Philippines. It's not great. It's not great, and it seems to be very reminiscent of what Phil told me, Dollhouse Phil told me, when he was over there. Things haven't changed in hundreds of years. Well, hasn't been hundreds of years. That's unfair to Phil. But things haven't changed in 30 years, folks. He said it's been a while since he's been there. But they haven't changed much. You might think that they have, but they haven't changed. And these things you may not be very comfortable with. And when I tell you, well, you're going to have to make a decision. Do I want to do this? Or do I want to continue with the West? Or what do I want to do? I don't know. But this is not going to be an option. Unless it is, and you're willing to deal with it. So, without further ado, let me tell you what he had to say. Now, my name was, of course, cut out from this, but it's important to get his story. He says, basically, deep down within, they are all but the same. Always looking for an upgrade in status, wealth, and genes. They will always shit test you, too. And one more thing about Filipinas that most Western men don't know about. Hook up with her and you're expected to feed a whole clan. Let me repeat that again. Not just a family, but a whole clan of extended families up to the fourth degree of consanguinity and affinity. So you think you all Western men got a jackpot getting conservation Philippines, eh? Caveat emptor. He's from the Philippines, so obviously his English isn't great. But let me read that one more time, guys. Oh, I can support the family, the grandmama and all that. Okay, but not just a family, a whole clan of extended families up to the fourth degree of consanguinity and affinity. That's a lot of people. A tribe! You gotta feed the tribe! Wow! Can you do that? Are you gonna be able to feed an entire tribe of people just because you want this Filipino waifu, this Panay waifu? But she looks like anime. Oh, she looks better than anime, Grim. I'll bet. But is it worth an entire fucking clan of people? A clan, a tribe. That's what this gentleman is telling me. See, we here in the West don't know much about places like the Philippines and Malaysia and other areas of Asia like that. But, this gentleman having been there, he's got information that we don't, and we need it. Because there's a lot of black men out there that don't realize they're fitting to feed fucking generations of families with their American money. So, yeah, those little fillies, they're gonna jump up for joy. Please fuck me, fuck my pussy, oh, you're so good, your dick is so big, and it's so much bigger than any other man here. And then all of a sudden, you're married, and you gotta take care of the whole family, and you may not even get a served a plate until last. The dog eats before you, gentlemen. Phil told me that. I know that conversation was a little hard to hear, and Phil sounded like Phil Vader, but it's true. The dog ate before you did. If you marry a Filipina and wish to retire in the country as a foreigner, you are not allowed to own a land property. Did you hear that? You can't own land as a foreigner. You cannot own land. Are you getting that? Huh? The Filipina Pete still looking good to you? Huh? Can't own land! No land can be in your fucking name. There's a law that prohibits that. Because of course there is, foreigner. So basically, if you want to have some sort of shelter, you either buy an apartment unit in a building or rent. Wow! What happened to that nice little house you were gonna have out in the Philippines? Here you are living in an apartment, a shithole apartment in the Philippines, or you can rent a house for the rest of your life. Oh, man, that was a bitter potion, wasn't it? 35 bitter potions. That's about what you're feeling right now, right? Just imagine that house you had, the loving family, the kids laughing. Oh, Daddy, look what I did! You know, they're having a great time, and you're like, man, I really have it made now. I'm done with America and those crazy feminists, and it's all gone. It's like the big bad wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew your dreams down, because that's what you have right now, gentlemen. This is reality, and reality is harsh. If you'll buy land property, you will lose it 100% to your estranged Filipina eventually if any one of you bails out because of an existing law prohibiting foreigners. Oof! There is a loophole, though. You enter the land property as part of a business partnership where the land is owned under a premise of business. But you will only recover 40% of that based on the same law. Better than nothing. At least you get 40% of your land. Well, maybe you could do it with your business. There's a lot of savvy, business savvy guys out there. Sure. Good businessman, you might be able to get a little bit of your land. I mean, a little bit of land is better than nothing, right? Just like Mighty No. 9 was better than nothing. And as I mentioned, you as an expat who marries a wife is expected to feed a whole clan of the Filipina. Again! For the third time. We need to make sure you're hearing this. A clan. Not just the family. The clan. The whole clan! Again. Not just her immediate family. So it doesn't really make a difference, really, financially, if you lose your money there in your Western country or in the Philippines. You're going to lose your money. Does it matter if you lose it to the feminists here in America or the Klan in the Philippines? You're going to lose your money. The country is one of only two countries in the world that has no divorce. There is a process called a legal annulment, though. Almost similar to divorce, but more arduous in process compared to divorce litigation in the West. Cohabitation without marriage is an option, but you are legally protected with all your rights as a husband if both of you are married, though. But still, marrying a Filipina and living in the country, you'll only be treated as a second-class citizen, with the caveats I mentioned. So there you go. That's what you got to deal with. So, are you going to have a business and make the land part of your business property? Because she's going to take the land. And if you do want to feed the family, not the family, the clan, you're going to run out of money very quickly. You're going to feed a lot of people. A lot of people. Let's Google how large are Filipina clans, or Philippine clans. Let's just do that right now. If Grim can type today. Wow. There's high profile clans. Clan politics. There's 319 dynastic families. Wow. Yeah, you're gonna be feeding tribes. You're going to be feeding tribes of people. Good night. Oh, that's different. That's something else. I was looking at clan trophies for some other game. That's not it. Thank God it's not that many people. You'd never be able to feed them on an American salary. I'm sorry. Even with American money, you couldn't do it. Wow. There's a lot. There's a lot of clans in the Philippines. And I don't know if you could feed even one. Wow. It's pretty crazy. Because every woman is tied to a clan. Because they have clans. They have, like, again, it was 320 clans. 300 different tribes. So you're going to marry into the tribe and be expected to provide for the entire tribe of people. Oh, you really wanted to go that primitive? Well, there you go. It's just a modern tribal system. That's really all it is. And you're always going to be looked at as shit. If you're black, be expected to be called the N-word. I'm just serious. They're going to call you that. So just be expected to hear it. Get it out of your system. Just because they're going to call it. They're going to call you that. They're going to call you that right in front of you. They're not even going to be like, oh, this. They're going to say it. Just deal with it now. They're going to say it. Don't freak out. They'll put you in jail. You won't like it. It's going to be a shitty fucking third world damn Philippines jail. You don't want that jail. That jail probably sucks ass. People in there probably left to die. You know, think about this country. This country is not America. You know, even the freedoms you have in prison, which are very few, you probably don't have them in a Philippines jail. Just think about all the shit you're throwing away. You might be like, you know what? I think I'm going to try one of these crazy white females here in the West. You might even try one of the crazy black ones. You might go with these German Shepherds. That's up to you. Because let me tell you something. Living there and being a part of that culture, yeah, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. It's not going to be fun. And I wouldn't recommend it. But you make your own choice. You go your own way. And I guess that's all I got to say here. And this is the Grim Lord. And I'll be out for Grim Rants into the Heavens. We'll see you next time with more.